There's 162 and 63, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll just try to do the two together. Okay. Let's do our opening prayer. Om Akandam Satchidanandam Avang Manasagocharam Atmanam Akiladharam Ashriye Pishta Siddhaye Arthato Pyatrayanandan Atita Dvaita Bhanataha Guru Naradhya Vedanta Saram Vakshe Yathamati. Good afternoon.
Which verse?
162.
Didn't we do that?
Did we do it all? I thought we were
going to do
it together.
We did
163. I know I have notes for it.
Oh,
really? We did 162.
I thought we were going to do 162 and 3 together because they made sense
of
the set.
That's what we did last week, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you have notes from
school. We did it on the 8th.
What?
I have notes on 162 and 163.
Yeah, I have a translation for 163.
Yeah.
It happened to us. The rest of
I don't have it.
Well, we can do them over again. That'd be okay.
We need another dimension.
What do you have?
Yeah, I have all these notes.
Yeah, I
it's all right. It's a nice review.
I only have notes 161.
Last week I was here, though. Right, but it was the week before.
It was the 8th. No, I still have notes from last week.
We didn't do Vedanta Sara last week.
So I think we're on 164.
But we don't have notes.
Let me explain what's happening in 163.
In general. What is going on?
This is the thing. When you're doing, using, remember that we have these three lakshanas we're using. Jahal lakshana. Jahal lakshana is when one word is totally replaced by another. And the example that they've been using for jahal lakshana is, you know, you with me? Okay. The example we've been using for jahal. Jahal means to give up something completely. So that lakshana which causes you, which means that in understanding the sentence, there's a part you have to give up completely and replace it with something else. So the example we use is if I say, there's a village on the Ganga. There's a village on the river, right? What we mean is there's a village on the bank. So it's the bank of river, but bank is different than river. We don't have a village on the river. So the river is going to be totally replaced by something that is very intimately connected with it. It has to be intimately connected so that when you say river, your mind automatically will replace it with bank. So that's the connection has to be a very obvious connection that's going to come. And so that Jahal Lakshana works really well for something like that. There's a village on the river. You don't have to think about it. You immediately go to bank. So that's there's a concomitance. I mean, there's a very natural relationship. So that's the Jahal Lakshana.
That's
why
an
it works.
Process it for just to.
Well, we don't usually even analyze it. It's so natural.
Yeah.
Right. It's natural because bank of the river and river are like a bank of the river is a set. So we understand it, right? So your mind automatically replaces it. So then the question is, you know, that works very well for something like, you know, the village on the river. But it doesn't work so well for Tetramasi. Because what are you going to replace? That thou art. What's going to be replaced? Like say if you say, that thou art, so you, let's take the you. What would we replace the you with? To make that sentence meaningful, right? Now the word you, or the say if we take the real words instead of the pronouns, the jiva is Ishwara, okay? So now say we're going to do a jahal lakshana to make the jiva is Ishwara make sense. Because it doesn't make any sense, really, if we use the immediate meaning of the word. If we use what we call the vacharta, that doesn't make sense. So if we applied Jehol Lakshana, what are we going to do? What are we going to drop out and replace with what? So if we say the jiva is, replace Ishwara with jiva, or Ishwara is Ishwara, jiva is jiva, what are we going to say? Because there's no natural relationship for you to say the jiva is Ishwara. Right? So you, say you want to have to make a sentence meaningful, you're going to say the jiva is the jiva, replace Ishwara with jiva, but there's no connection there. There's no automatic connection. So there's no word that we can give up, right, to make sense out of this. You see what I mean? So Jehol Lakshana is not going to work because it's not a Jehol Lakshana. For it to be a Jehol Lakshana, something has to be dropped and replaced. And what would that be in the Mahavakya? So Jehol Lakshana is out of the question. Everybody understand? It's kind of a simple thing. We're just putting to words what automatically happens. So in your mind, if I say you are Ishwara, there's no Jehol Lakshana that's going to happen in your mind to make that work. Like if I say the village is on the river, something happens in your mind and it's taken care of. It's not a problem, right? But now if I say you are Ishwara, what's going to happen in your mind in terms of Jehol Lakshana to make that work? What could replace what? And there has to be some sort of intimate relationship between the two words. Right? You see the problem? Okay. So that's what he talks about in 162 and 163.
Now we need a solution.
But now we have to look at Ajahal Lakshana. Why Ajahal Lakshana won't work. So let's read just before I go into the Sanskrit 164. Let's look at Ajahal Lakshana. Ajahal Lakshana means something, a word is not given up, but something has to be added. There's no giving up. So if I say, the stock example is, look at the red running, or the red is running, right? There is no red. Red doesn't run, okay? So this the red is an adjective. So if I say, look at the red running, and there's a group of horses running, you're looking at those, oh, look at the red running. Immediately, your mind is going to look at the red horse. So red will immediately fill and bring horse to it. See what I mean? So say there's a bunch of horses running. I say, look at the red running. Your mind puts in the horse. It doesn't have to say it. It just is automatic. So you're adding something to red to make sense of it. Another example, look at all the umbrellas going. Say I'm looking out. Swamiji says like this, you're up in a skyscraper in New York, you're like 100 stories up, and you're looking down, and it's raining out, and you just see this stream of umbrellas walking along. So you can say, hey, look at all the umbrellas going. You know, look at all those umbrellas walking. Your mind doesn't think, oh my God, umbrellas have learned to walk. That doesn't happen. You immediately put in what is necessary to attach the umbrellas to a person who is walking. Happens automatically. Yeah. That's Ajahal Lakshana. So nothing is dropped, nothing is added.
Yeah, they're both processes are almost the same then. I mean,
they're the same in this, they're natural in the sense that something in Ajahal means it's not abandoned. No word is abandoned. Jahal means a word is abandoned and replaced by something else. Yeah. So,
what is, this is probably super obvious, but I don't know. Like, what is it when it just is what you're saying? Like, if you were just
The Vacharta.
Vacharta, okay.
There's the Laksharta and the Vacharta.
Okay.
The Vacharta means the immediate meaning of the word.
Okay.
So you don't have to go beyond what is commonly understood, right? You know? What is commonly understood. You know? Like if I say, do you see the book on the table? Well, the book and table, see, book is on the table. You don't do anything, right? But if it was a Laksharta, you have to do something. You have to jump. You either have to replace a word, that's Jehol Lakshana, or now a Jehol Lakshana. You don't replace the word, you add something to it. Okay? So with that, let's look at number 164, where we're using this red runs, okay? So repeat after me. Atra, shono dhavati, iti vakyavat, ajahal lakshana api, Not Sampavati.
Nasambhavati.
So I'm going to read it with a sandhi broken. You can repeat after me. I'll just be more consistent in breaking the sandhi. Atra shonaha dhavati. Go ahead.
Atra shonaha dhavati.
So you can learn the sandhi, that's right. Yeah. Then, so dhavati iti vakyavat.
Dhavati iti vakyavat.
Ajahad lakshana.
Ajahad lakshana.
Api.
Api.
So lakshana api.
Lakshana api.
Na sambhavati.
Na sambhavati.
So it says here, atra na sambhavati. Here, when they say here as opposed to there, they're talking about here in this vakya that we're analyzing. The vakya that we're analyzing is the Mahavakya, Mahavakya, Tet Tvamasi. So atra, here in this vakya, that's relevant, you know. So here, nasambhavati, it is not possible. What is nasambhavati, not possible? Shonaha means read, dhavati iti, vakyavat. Like the vakya, like the sentence, shonaha dhavati iti. Like the sentence, the red runs, okay? Ajahal lakshana api. Ajahal lakshana also is not possible. Like in the sentence, the red runs, here in this Mahavakya, right, this ajahal lakshana is not possible. Like it is, like the vakya, the red runs, that doesn't apply here, right? Because if I say the red runs, I mean the red horse runs. Okay, that works very well. Automatically you don't notice it. What if I say tat tvamasi? Just say the jiva is Ishwara. What are we going to add? The jiva is Ishwara. First of all, there's no adjectival relation anywhere. But what can we add? The jiva is Ishwara. There's nothing missing in the sentence that's going to call this a complete sentence as it is. Right? The jiva is Ishwara. It's a complete sentence. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense in terms of jaha lakshana. Right? There's nothing to drop and replace. In terms of ajaha lakshana, there's nothing to add. But still, we have to go further. Right? We have to go farther because the sentence is supposed to make sense. Right? Otherwise, you're like that Max Muller who said, this is just babble, because they're just babbling away. He actually said that in Vedanta, intro to Vedanta, so they're just babbling away. They don't know what they're talking, they don't know what they're saying. It really irritates Swamiji. He had us read when he did the Vedanta Sara. He had one of the students stand up and read that whole introduction by Max Muller until he got to this famous line that there's just the babble, silly babble. You know, the silly babble of the Hindus. So we had to listen to that whole boring talk. Yeah. What? Like children, the babbles of children, the babbling of children or something.
He knew better.
Yeah, you better, because he's a scholar. He's a scholar.
Prattlings
of children. Anyway, very insulting and very ignorant.
Rather, the whole thing was like an analysis, a negative analysis on Vedanta, or was it?
It was just an introduction about how, I think it talked a lot about how important it was to have all of these translations and whatnot.
Why bother?
Yeah, I know. Anyway. I'm just saying.
He spent his whole life translating this stuff anyway. It's
bizarre. It's bizarre, isn't it?
I wasted my time.
Yeah.
He's from
diversity
training.
Yeah.
Consciousness raising.
Seriously.
What do you think of women that way?
Okay, let's go. It's all on tape. So. Okay, tatra, repeat after me. This is 165. Tatra, shona, guna, gamana, lakshanasya, vakyartasya, virudhatvat, tad, aparityagena, tad, ashriya, ashwadi, lakshanaya, tad, virodha,
Parihara,
Sampavat,
Sambhavat.
Ajahal Lakshana. Sambhavati.
Sambhavati.
So here, you see how it starts? I'm going to read this. You don't have to repeat, just to make sure you have all the sandhi. Tetra, Shona, Guna, Gamana, Lakshanasya, Vakya, Artasya, Virudhatvat. Tet, Aparityagena, Tet, Ashriya, Ashwa, Adi, Lakshanaya, Tad, Viroda, Tat, Viroda, Parihara, Sampavat, Ajaho, Lakshana, so Ajahad, Lakshana, Sampavati. Okay? So here, you see the Tetra? Tetra means there, in the example. What's the example? Shono, Dhavati. In the example, the red runs. So that's the example. Tetra means there. Atra means here in what we're actually dealing with. So there, in that example. So he says, tetra, shona, get the word for word, the red, guna, quality. The quality, red, the shona guna, the red guna, the red quality, gamana, going, lakshanasya, the meaning, vakya of the meaning, so vakya artasya, virudhatvat. Let's take that and read it backwards. Because of being virudha, contradictory, oppositional, not making any sense, because of being virudha, for the meaning of the sentence, contradictory or oppositional means not clear, not making sense. So because of being virudha, for the vakyarta, for the meaning of the sentence, who has for its definition, lakshana, the going of the red red color. Gamana means, see, the meaning of the sentence, the vakyarta. What is the meaning of the sentence? Is shona, guna, gamana. The red color is going, right? The quality red is gamana. There's the moving, the gamana, the going, of the color red. Of the attribute red. So that doesn't make any sense, right? So he says it's virudha, means it doesn't comply with any meaning, the meaning of the sentence, to say that the red is going, that the vakyarta, defining it like that makes no sense. It's virudha. Therefore, what he says, tad aparityagena, by not giving up. Negates. By not giving that up. Giving what up? By not completely giving that up. That parityaga means to completely give up. Aparityagena. By not completely giving up that. Giving up what? The shona guna. The red guna. The red quality. But so by not giving up that. Ted ashriya ashwadi lakshanaya. Defining ted viroda parihara sambhavat. Let's go from there. Because of the possibility, sambhava, of oh, I see. He uses absurdity. That works better. Because of the possibility of giving up parihara, reading backwards, sambhavat, fifth case. Because of the possibility of parihara giving up the viroda, means the viroda is the same as viruddha, the absurdity, the contradictory nature of that, okay, of that, for the, when the lakshana, by the lakshana, we have to go like this. Go all the way to the last for me to help put this sentence together. See the ajahal lakshana sambhavati? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the ajahal lakshana sambhavati is possible. Okay, it's good. The ajahal lakshana is possible. Okay, because of the possibility of giving up, of the giving up of that which is contradictory. So what type of lakshana is it? The lakshana yaha, the lakshana ya, the lakshana, this is in the feminine instrumental singular. By the lakshana, this is hard to translate. Well, just, let me just keep going. Ted ashriya ashwadi, let's take that compound. Ted ashriya, ashriya means the locus of that, ashriya. The horse, the ashwa, etc. The horse, etc. Ashwa is horse, adi is etc. The horse, etc. As the ashriya, is the ashriya, is the locus of that. Of what? Of the red guna. So the ashwa becomes the locus, the substantive, of the red guna. So by the lakshana of horse, which is the ashriya of that, okay? So now, everybody with me a little bit? Let's go from the beginning.
No.
Well, let me tell you what it says in English.
Without
him. No, because I want to make the translation good. But it's clear, and what it's saying is clear, but the translation's a little hard on me.
Mm-hmm.
What it's saying, that there in the red horse runs, right? There the ajahal lakshana is fine, sambhavati. That is possible. Why does it even come up that we need a jahal lakshana at all? Well, because of the absurdity of taking the meaning, the vakyata, the meaning of the sentence as being the going of the attribute red.
Mm-hmm.
It can't mean that. Red doesn't go. So that, because that's absurd, we have to go to the ajahal lakshana. That becomes applicable here because of the absurdity of the red color running. Okay? And so then what do you do by using the ajahal lakshana? Then what do? You have to add something. So you add something. It's not necessary because of the possibility of removing what is contradictory to that meaning, which is the absurdity of it, by the lakshana of something like a horse, which is the ashriya of that red color. Right? So if we bring in the ajahal lakshana, what happens is you're bringing in something which can handle, which can hold the red. That's the ashriya. And by bringing that in to add to the red, everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what's being said here. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to try one more time.
So,
yeah?
Oh, it's just like... go ahead.
It was just a little hard to put the sentence together for me, even though the meaning's clear. In English, it was kind of hard. Okay, but I have this now. If you go to ajahal lakshana sambhavati, that says at the bottom, it says that ajahal lakshana is necessary, is possible. We need to use it. Why do we have the problem in the first place? Tatra, because of there being an absurdity in terms of the meaning. The meaning is absurd. That's the meaning of the sentence, vakyartasya, virudhatvat, because of the absurdity of the meaning of the sentence, when defined as the going of the red color. That's the shona guna gamana lakshanasya.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the meaning, so if we define, lakshana means define here.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take the meaning of this sentence and define it as the going of the quality red, then that's absurd, right? So now when we have this absurd situation, what are we going to do? Now the ajahal lakshana becomes something that is meaningful and helpful. What happens with the ajahal lakshana? In that, there's this tad aparityagena. There is no necessity to totally eliminate the red tad, the red guna. By not completely eliminating that, what do we do? It's by means of the lakshana, by means of adding the lakshana, adding something, which would be like a horse, which becomes the locus of that. Then, when that's the case, you're eliminating completely, you're eliminating the viroda. What is causing the absurdity? How are you eliminating the viroda, the absurdity of that? By adding something like horse, which acts as an ashriya, as a locus for that.
Okay.
So it's simple.
Why can't we do that with Jiva is Ishwara?
Okay, so today we say the Jiva is Ishwara. What are you going to add to make sense of it? What would you add?
Nothing comes.
Yeah, nothing comes. But that's the whole thing. That's what you need to understand with Lakshana. Something will come. Mm-hmm. Something will automatically come. But here, nothing automatically comes.
Yeah.
Right? We can analyze. If we say the red runs, something's going to come.
Yeah.
Right? That's obvious.
Jiva is just one.
Yeah. So what comes? In terms of jaha, are you going to give something up and replace it with something else? Or are you going to add something?
Well, it implies a complete... To do that, one really needs to understand what Jiva and Ishwara are.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right, because that's true. Yeah. But even to get to into the Bhagatyaga Lakshana, also called Ajaha Lakshana, to get to the Lakshana that is applicable, the two words have to have meaning, right? Mm-hmm. In the Vakya Vritti, which we've taught before, the first thing that the student asks is, the teacher starts teaching, and he says, well, how can I understand tet tvamasi if I don't know what tet means or tvam means? How can I understand there's an identity between tet and tvam if I don't know what tet and tvam is? Or even if I say, how can I understand the jiva-ishwara, aikya, the identity between the jiva and ishwara, if I don't really understand what the jiva is and what is ishwara? If I understand what both of them is, then I can pick out what is similar between the two, what is the same that both enjoy, and eliminate the upadis, the conditioning adjuncts. But unless I know that, I can't do that. Ready?
Yeah.
Next one? Hi, Tibby. It's okay.
Tibby's
okay.
For a mouse.
Mm-hmm. And it's in here, and we're all in her way. It's a question behind
me. Is it there?
Yeah.
It's still there.
It's behind the bookshelf.
Yeah. Don't worry, it won't come out. Well,
it's alive?
Oh, it's been a long haul, because this mouse is safe behind that. You cannot get to it.
We only take live mouses.
Okay.
Okay. Atra two. Paroksha aparokshatva. Adi vishishta. Okay, go ahead.
Adi
vishishta.
Vishishta.
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Ekatva. Ekatvasya.
Ekatvasya.
Vakyartasya.
Vakyartasya.
Virudhatvat.
Ted
aparityagena.
Ted
aparityagena. Ted sambandinaha. Yasya. Tasya chit. Artasya. Lakshitatve. Api. Ted virodha. Parihara. Asambhavat. Ajaha Lakshana Nasampavati Eva. Okay, so now it's going to explain why the Ajaha Lakshana Nasampavati is not possible here. It's not possible, not admissible, not possible. Do you see that where it says at the end? Ajaha Lakshana Nasampavati Eva. It definitely is not. Ava is definitely is not applicable. Atra tu, okay, just follow along. Atra tu,
parokshatva,
aparokshatva, adi, vishishta, chaitanya, ekatvasya, Vakya artasya.
Vakya artasya.
Virudhatva.
Virudhatva.
Ted. Aparityagena. Tatsambandinaha.
Tatsambandinaha.
Yasya.
Yasya.
Kasyachit.
Kasyachit.
Artasya.
Artasya.
Lakshitatve.
Lakshitatve.
Api.
Api.
Ted.
Virudha.
Parihara.
Asambhavat.
Ajaha Lakshana.
Ajaha Lakshana.
Na Sambhavati.
Na Sambhavati.
Eva.
Eva.
Atra tu, whereas here, in this Mahavakya Tetramasi, Atra tu, Parokshatva, Aparokshatva, Adi, Vishishta, Chaitanya, Ekatvasya, Vakyartasya, Virudhatvat. Let's read backwards. Because of the absurdity, because of being absurd, because of the absurdity, all right, of the meaning of the sentence between, going backwards, the Aikyatva, the one, the Ekatva, Chaitanya Ekatva, the oneness of consciousness, Chaitanya, which is Vishishta, qualified by, it has for its attributes, qualified by. Now we're going to have Parokshatva, Aparokshatva, etc. So because of the absurdity of the meaning of the sentence being the identity of the Chaitanya, of the consciousness, which is qualified by Paroksha, etc., and Aparoksha. So if we say conscious, the consciousness, the conscious being, is Paroksha. Like Paroksha Chaitanya is Ishvara, right? It is a way. That conscious being, that consciousness is a way. It's Paroksha. It's also for Ishvara, it's Sarvajnyatva, it's omniscient. It's Sarvashaktimatva, all-powerful. That's the Adi. Okay. So all of these visheshanas, all of these attributes that are being loaded on to Chaitanya are contradictory to the Aparoksha Chaitanya. This consciousness which is immediately present here. So this conscious being which is immediate, which is Alpajnaha, limited in knowledge, which is Alpashaktimatvam, limited in capacity. So here it says, because of the absurdity of the meaning of the sentence, which has for its nature the identity of the conscious being, which is Paroksha, and the conscious being, which is Aparoksha. The consciousness, which is away, and the consciousness, which is present, Adi, etc. That's absurd, to say that limitless, all-powerful consciousness, which is away, not immediately cognizable to me, is identical with the consciousness in the which is the identified with the jiva, the limited body mind sense organs, because that's viruddha. Then what? Since there's an opposition there, when you say tetramasi, you can't understand it. It's absurd. Then it says, by not a ted, then a, if we're looking at it as not as ajaha lakshana and not working here. So we say by not giving up a part, by not having to give up any a part. Tet sambandinaha yasya kasyachit artasya lakshitatve. So here it says, even when we are giving its meaning, we're implying the meaning of some sentence, which is taking a word that is sambandhi, that has a sambandhi, a connection to it. We're using that jahal lakshana. By taking the meaning of the sentence, not getting rid of the word, but adding something that has a sambandha, a connection to it, he says, even when we do that also, tat viroda parihara asambhavat. Because by doing that, you don't get rid of the absurdity. So it says, because the asambhavat, because of the impossibility of parihara, getting rid of the viroda, the absurdity in that sentence, right? By not giving up a part and adding something that's connected, we can't even do that because we don't know what to add, right? So that's not going to work. You can't keep the sentence tetramasi and then stick something on it and have it make sense. Like as I said, the red is running. We can stick something on red and it'll make sense. Here we don't have anything sambandha. There's nothing connected. Like there's something horses connected to red automatically, right? Here, what's automatically in your mind connected to the jiva is Ishvara? What are you going to add on to it to make that just be a meaningful sentence? But nothing comes to your mind. And so therefore the Jahal Lakshana Na Sangachate Iti Vacham. This meaning is not going. Oops. The Ajahal Lakshana Na Sambhavati Iti Eva. Okay. On the next verse.
It's funny that some meanings don't just rush in and have it make sense.
It's not funny. That's exactly the point. That when a lakshana is functioning, when a lakshana functions, so a word rushes in and makes sense out of the sentence.
Yeah.
When that doesn't happen,
yeah,
that lakshana is not functioning. So what is functioning here? Because when you say tattvamasi, that doesn't make sense on the level of the vachyarta, on the immediate meaning of the word. Immediate meaning of the words. It doesn't make sense. So we have three different lakshanas. He's just negated the first two. That's not the lakshana that's in operation here.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have to go to the lakshana that is in operation, which we'll do next time.
Okay.
Maybe. Oh, gosh, they're still going to go on.
Yeah, he still goes on. Yeah, maybe.
No, we are not going to shortcut. We're doing it.
No, we can do a Reader's Digest version.
No, right. We can't, because we are taking this
text. Oh, 170, he's getting to the meaning of
it. Yeah.
It's coming.
Three more.
Oh,
you know, I know, it's hard. It's going to be boring, that's all.
It's a long haul.
No skipping.
Self-realization.
No, we don't skip. You have to just endure. Part of the class is endurance. I hadn't read those verses before we started class because I thought we were someplace else. It doesn't matter. It's not like I haven't read this text 100 times.
It all made sense.
It kind of made it maybe a little easier for you. That's okay, let's take a moment.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamagachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Guru Pyo Namaha Hari Om.
Do you know how many verses there are to this thing?
How many are
there? 227. What is that in there?
He can be a little convoluted and.
It's very detailed.
Like text and logic are like detail. This, you know, yeah. Like logical analysis.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that now, but and this last part actually, it's really getting into important stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
We have just three more verses to then we'll get into things that.
Oh, good. But Hal will be gone by that time.
But he'll get it.
And we'll get it somewhere along the line. Somewhere down the road.
Unless you can only listen to the tape.
Yeah.
And if you even look
that. Edward.
There's no escape.
this one he teaches way at the end, like in the course, like after the last year and a half. After a year and a half or so, like the last 5 months of the course, he teaches Vedantasara.
What page?
Way at the end.
104.
Way at the end. Because all of these terms have been dealt with, but now the Vedantasara sits with them in a very picayune way, you know.
Well, it's good to know how language is being used
I know. Yeah, there's a. That's exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what he says here. Shravana does not mean only hearing about the truth from the teacher or the scriptures. To be really fruitful, it must be followed up by the above ascertainment. So whatever. That's what we're doing with.